today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, salam. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for this episode, we have an interesting topic. We're going to speak about bringing up daughter in a Muslim family.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Friday, is the 6th of Zulqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 26th of the May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Kawthar we listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna a'tainakal kawthar.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Okay, what is the occasion of revelation? Asa ibn Wa'il, who was one of the chiefs of the pagans, met the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. He spoke with him for a while. In the meantime, a group of men were sitting in the mosque. When Asa ibn Wa'il entered the mosque, they asked him, "To whom were you speaking?" He answered, "With this Abtar one." He used this word for the Prophet to taunt him, because he had two sons born of Lady Khadija who died in Mecca, and so there was no live male issue for the Prophet. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Abtar means the animal whose tail is cut off. To console the Holy Prophet, this surah was revealed with the glad tidings of the greatest amount or the highest degree of the grace of Allah bestowed on him.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The blessing of having the daughter. Yes, this is our topic for this episode of today's special. It is narrated in a hadith. Suppose parents are kind and generous towards their daughters. Then try will be close to the Holy Prophet in Jannah, like one finger is to the next. The Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny also explained that a person who faces hardship while raising daughter makes sabr or patience. Then his daughters will be a curtain between him and hell. The encouragement to seek children covers both sons and daughters. Along with this general encouragement, Islam gives special merits to seeking and bringing up girls. In the past, people hated their daughters, but the Messenger of Islam, Muhammad, came elevating the status of this gift given by Allah, welcoming the daughters, and raising the importance for raising daughters with words to delight the hearts of the believing fathers and bring joy to their souls. Whoever takes care of two girls until they reach adulthood, he and I will come together on the day of resurrection, and he interlaced his fingers, meaning in paradise.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective in upbringing the girls and our daughters. Teaching a positive attitude to the girl. Of course, a positive attitude does not mean that we violate realism. Contrary to yellow psychology, a positive attitude cannot always be used. But imagine that our daughter has a problem and failure in a friendly relationship. She tries to reach a goal but underestimates herself. So first of all, we should give the necessary information about her personality and human differences with boys and men. After that, teach our child, based on Islamic education, that many things happen due to negative attitudes. So these sort of direct and indirect teachings and educations and trainings can be constructive. According to the principles of Islamic education, loving a girl is one of the most important and vital issues that every human being will need. Based on genetic structure and moral characteristics, girls will have an urgent need for this until old age. Otherwise, they search for it in a context other than the family and eventually get involved in many moral problems, the simplest of which is violating the values.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
From the things that is beneficial to teach our daughters is that she understands that her kindness and forgiveness is her strongest weapon. Teach your daughters that their ability to forgive and their inner kindness is their greatest strength. They will meet many people in their course through life, in-laws, neighbors, friends, colleagues, and some of them will hurt them and cause distress. Teach them that the best way to deal with them is to forgive and reply with kindness. Tell your daughters that if they hold back their anger and exercise kindness, it will bring to them the happiness that no revenge can bring.
Oh, 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 oh.
Today's challenge for girls, what is it? In society, women are being objectified on a daily basis. The idea of beauty in this day and age has been sexualized. Young girls look at them and they feel marginalized by this idea and feel they have to act, look, and talk a certain way to be noticed. So how are we as Muslim parents supposed to equip Muslim girls with the means to fight such dominating influences? Islam never view men higher than women. Instead, woman is valued really highly in Islam, so that there is one particular surah dedicated only for women in the Holy Quran. Let's cherish and love daughters as much as we could, as daughters is the fastest shortcut to Jannah.
One of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam by the name of As-Sakuni. He comes to the Imam, دخلت على الصادق وأنا مغموم مكروب. He says, I came to visit Imam Sadiq and I was sad. I was heartbroken. فقال عليه السلام يا سكوني ما غمك. Oh Sakuni, what's wrong? Why are you so sad? قلت ولدت لي بنت. He said, I had a daughter. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he tells him, Ya Sakuni على الأرض ثقلها. Her weight is not going to be on your shoulders. You don't have to carry her. Don't worry. على الأرض ثقلها. The earth is carrying her. وعلى الله رزقها. And God is going to give her her rizq. تعيش في غير أجلك. She's not going to take from your life. Your life has been written and her life has been written. She's not going to take from you. وتأكل من غير رزقك. And the food that she eats, it's not your food. The food that God has written for you, that's separate. And the food that God has written for her. And every person, they have their own rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. No one is going to eat someone else's rizq. Because that's the rizq, that's the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. So he said, when the Imam told me this, فَسُرَّ وَاللَّهُ غَمِّي. So he said, when the Imam told me this, I became very happy. So sometimes some people just need a reminder that he was a good companion of the Imam alayhi salam. So the Imam tells him, مَا سَمَّيْتُهَا. What did you name her? قُلْتُ فَاطِمَةً. He said, the Imam tells me, what did you name her? He said, I said Fatima. He said, as soon as I said Fatima, قَالَ آه 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 ثُمَّ وَضَعَ يَدَهُ عَلَى جَبْهَتِهِ وَكَأَنِّي بِهِ قَدْ بَكَى. The Imam, he started saying ah, and he started crying when he heard the name Fatima. He says, إِذَا سَمَّيْتُهَا فَاطِمَا فَلَا تَسُبُّهَا. Now that you've named her Fatima, you don't call her a bad name. فَلَا تَسُبُّهَا وَلَا تَضْرُبُهَا. And you don't lay your hands on her. وَلَا تَلْعَنُهَا. And you don't curse her. هَذَا الْإِسْمُ مُحْتَرَمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. This is a name that is protected with Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. This is the name of Fatima alayhi salam, Fatima al-Zahra.
So, inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes
eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.